light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Lying for Money: How Legendary Frauds Reveal the Workings of the World, by Dan Davies. Is a fascinating book that delves deep into the psychology and mechanics of financial fraud. This book doesn't just recount infamous instances of fraud, it examines and breaks down the very nature of lies and deception in the financial world. Dan Davies, an economist and former analyst, masterfully explores how fraudsters manipulate systems and persuade individuals to part with their money. Through a series of gripping anecdotes and insightful analyses, Davies provides a clear view of the systemic vulnerabilities and human weaknesses that make large-scale deception possible. Readers will find themselves immersed in tales of notorious con artists and systemic corruption that highlight critical lessons about trust, gullibility, and the fabric of economic systems. Lying for Money is not only a thrilling read, but also an educational one, unraveling how fraudulent schemes reveal essential insights into the world's financial machinations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the anatomy of fraud. The anatomy of fraud delves into the core elements that constitute financial fraud, breaking down the process into understandable components. Dan Davies elucidates how fraud is not merely about lying or betraying trust, but is an intricate art involving careful planning and execution. He explains that for a successful fraud to occur, a perpetrator must identify a systemic vulnerability, strategize on how to exploit this weakness, and convince stakeholders of the legitimacy of their actions. Davies also explores the psychological and emotional manipulation techniques adopted by fraudsters to exploit human trust and greed, often preying on the target's vulnerability and desire for quick gains. The book sheds light on why some individuals or companies are predisposed to fabricate, scam, or deceive, underlining the risky intersection of temptation, opportunity, and rationalization. By understanding these dynamics, readers can become more vigilant and discerning when navigating financial waters themselves. Secondly, historical case studies of fraud. Through engaging historical case studies, Dan Davies provides readers with an in-depth understanding of some of the world's most notorious financial frauds. By revisiting cases like the infamous Ponzi schemes and the collapse of major corporations due to fraudulent activities, Davies makes clear the recurring patterns and mechanisms that underpin these deceptions. These case studies not only serve as cautionary tales, but also as educational examples of how systemic weaknesses were exploited across different eras and sectors. By detailing the methods and strategies used by fraudsters such as Charles Ponzi and Bernard Madoff, Davies illustrates common red flags that were ignored or missed, such as unsustainable returns and opaque operations. Furthermore, the book emphasizes the complicity or negligence of regulatory bodies in failing to identify and stop these frauds in a timely manner. By reflecting on these historical cases, readers can gain insights into recognizing signs of malfeasance that transcend time. Thirdly, psychological aspects of deception. In this topic, Dan Davies explores the psychological aspects of deception that fuel the mechanisms of fraud. He discusses cognitive biases that make individuals more susceptible to fraud, including the halo effect, confirmation bias, and the ever-present fear of missing out, FOMO. Davies asserts that understanding these biases is crucial for both preventing and identifying fraudulent schemes. He explains how skilled fraudsters can manipulate these biases to their advantage, creating illusions of credibility and urgency that convince even sophisticated investors to overlook inconsistencies. Additionally, Davies explores the profiles of the perpetrators themselves, examining whether there are common psychological traits that predispose individuals to commit fraud. By dissecting these psychological aspects, the book emphasizes the importance of education and awareness in strengthening personal and institutional defenses against fraud. The awareness of these psychological vulnerabilities can help individuals assess situations more critically and make informed decisions. Fourthly, the economic and societal impact of fraud. Dan Davies takes an in-depth look at the economic and societal implications of financial fraud, highlighting the cascading consequences that stretch far beyond the immediate loss of money. He argues that fraud not only undermines individual financial security, but also weakens global financial systems by eroding trust, increasing regulatory burdens, and stifling innovation. The author illustrates how large-scale frauds can lead to significant economic disruptions, affecting employment, investor confidence, and government policy. Additionally, Davies points out that fraud can exacerbate social inequalities, as those with fewer resources and less access to information are often more vulnerable to fraudulent schemes. Through this exploration, the book underscores the importance of robust legal frameworks, regulatory oversight, and financial literacy in combating fraud and mitigating its adverse effects. The societal repercussions of fraud highlight the crucial need for cross-sector collaboration to address this pervasive issue. Lastly, preventing and detecting fraud. Preventing and detecting fraud provides actionable insights and recommendations on how individuals, corporations, and governments can defend against financial fraud. Dan Davies emphasizes the importance of compliance, transparency, and the use of technology in creating fraud-resistant systems. The book outlines various preventive strategies, such as strong internal controls, frequent audits, and thorough background checks to identify signs of potential fraud before it escalates. Moreover, Davies discusses the role of emerging technologies, such as artificial intelligence and data analytics, in detecting anomalies in financial behavior that may indicate fraudulent activities. The narrative also underlines the necessity of fostering a culture of ethics and integrity within organizations, where employees feel empowered and obligated to report suspicious activities. By understanding these approaches, readers can be better prepared to implement effective anti-fraud measures in their spheres, safeguarding their interests and contributing to a more secure economic environment. In conclusion, Lying for Money: How Legendary Frauds Reveal the Workings of the World is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the intricate dynamics of financial fraud and its broader impact on society. This book is particularly beneficial for professionals in finance, law, or compliance who need to stay informed about the latest tactics and strategies employed by fraudsters. However, its insights are equally valuable to the general public, offering lessons that can help individuals protect themselves from potential scams. By delving into the psychological, historical, and economic facets of fraud, Dan Davies equips readers with the knowledge to recognize and counteract deceitful schemes before they cause harm. The book's emphasis on historical fraud cases, psychological manipulation, and systemic vulnerabilities provides a comprehensive understanding that can enhance one's ability to navigate the complex financial landscape. In today's world, where financial scams are increasingly sophisticated, Lying for Money stands out as a crucial resource, offering readers the tools and awareness necessary to make informed financial decisions and uphold the integrity of financial systems. If you would like to support Dan Davies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.